Hey, Leona, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. And I'm glad to have this girlfriend chat with you. I'm so glad that you are having a good day. I have been on the go, boom, 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 on to the next thing. I almost forgot to feed my kids, Leona.
I've been there,
Let me
so.
tell you, I did. And then they said, "Mom, can we go ahead and make lunch?" I was like, "Oh yeah, it's 2 o'clock. Let's go ahead and eat. You all need to eat."
Oh, yeah.
So you told me that you have moved from Charlotte to where you are now. How long have you been in Texas?
We just moved to San Antonio, Texas, and we've been here for almost 9 months. We moved in July, right after the 4th.
Oh,
So, yeah.
okay, almost 9 months. Well, I wanted to ask you and just hear, your the adjustment from moving from homeschooling in this area where you had this community to the adjustment to moving into San Antonio, Texas. Now, I don't know if this is a very a diverse place. I'm sure in Charlotte it was more diverse in your connections. How is that in comparison?
Yes, well, in Charlotte, I had just started homeschooling before we left. So I was in the midst of building my community. So it was kind of hard to leave knowing all the opportunities I had just found and was just starting to get comfortable. And so, yeah, that was a little bit of a challenge. But coming here, I found another community who are also homeschoolers who are also African Americans. And we've been welcomed with open arms. And we just actually had a play group last week with a host of families. So I think
Beautiful.
the move is going to be a good one.
Okay. And that has also, I'm sure, helped with your homeschooling since it's fairly new journey. I mean, you're finishing up your second year now, but since it's a fairly new journey to go from one community into another community that has embraced you, I mean, I could imagine that's been like the hugest blessing ever.
Yes, it has. And I think one of the good things is that on Facebook there's so many groups that you can become a part of. And so that's how I found my Charlotte community, which is also how I found my San Antonio community as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. And for your kids, have they made the transition well, number one, into homeschooling, but number two, into, finding their place in their community?
Well, for them, well, mostly for my daughter, it's kind of been a little bit of a struggle, mostly because she was in public school and then we took her out and she's kind of adjusting to no more schedules and no more getting up at the crack of dawn and that kind of thing. But my other three children, they've never been in public school, so they're perfectly fine. They don't know what they're missing in public school, so yeah, they're doing well. For my daughter, it's mostly, ironically, the thing she got in trouble the most for, but it's mostly because she liked to talk a lot, and she liked to make she loves to make friends. She's very, very social, and so that was part of the reason I found my community in Charlotte. Because I know she was really missing that interaction with other children. Like we were kind of at home all the time. So we've been branching out, kind of finding new things to do, new people to meet. So yeah,
Yeah, I know
she's
you said that
adjusting to
you
that
all.
part.
Is she doing softball? I know you said you all are you kind of swamped in baseball and
Oh
softball. Is
yes.
she doing one or playing the
Oh
social ball?
yes. It's part of the reason why there is so much, and I think we're gonna have to scale back after this
Oh,
basketball
good.
season. But
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
because we know she was missing that social aspect of school, we put her in almost everything. So she's in Girl Scouts, she's in this softball now, she's in Taekwondo. We've done basketball. We've done so much soccer. We've done soccer. We've done dance classes. Yeah, we've done everything to make sure that she can interact with other children her age and not just be stuck in the house. And we go to the library every week. So, yep.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, Leona, because when you mentioned, when I hear words like we are overwhelmed or fully, immersed into doing all these things, it's taking up all of my time. And when I read that, when you sent me that message, I thought, oh wow, I hope she, I don't know, I don't even know if I articulated the thought clearly, but it was along the lines, I hope she figures this out. Because and I'm so glad to hear that you have, because what happens to homeschoolers when they, especially when they're new to homeschooling, they're number one, the excitement of I'm gonna do this great job. It's gonna be just so
Oh,
fun,
yeah,
memorable, number one.
definitely.
And then number two, the part of making it so fun and so wonderful and not so heavy laden with school is to counteract that with the extracurricular activities and put my kid in this and this and this and that. And then you find yourself becoming homeschoolers who are never home, and
Exactly.
you're in the car living and you're in the car eating and you're in the car traveling because you're doing this. And I only speak from experience. That's how I know. And that was me with four children at the time,
Oh,
and
yeah.
All three of them in violin. We had that going on. And
Oh, yeah,
one,
we had music class going. See, I
you
had to have
know,
that
okay,
music
so we had the ballet. One was in ballet 3 days a week, and which we had to travel about 30 something minutes to that through traffic to get to that next. Another one was in Irish step, my son. Another one was in tap. That was my daughter, and she was in gymnastics. So that was another thing. And then my little one at the time, she was in ballet. I think that's everything. So we were just going, going, going. And to the point that we were gone all the time, I had to hire help to come clean my home. Had to hire
Oh, wow.
cleaning service. I was never home to clean. And then when I was home, I was just trying to do schoolwork and was too tired to do that. And we had a much larger home when we were in the suburbs then. And then, it just hit me. I was like, I told my husband, I said, hey, we are paying pretty much another mortgage in just extracurricular activities, number one. Number two, we're in the car and all day I'm saying, hurry up, you gotta get your work done. Hurry up and eat. Come on, come on, come on, come on. What are you doing? Let's go, let's go. We gotta go in 30 minutes. I mean, all of that all the time. And and then I just said, we're gonna take a break from everything. We took it like I think it was maybe a whole quarter, so I mean half a semester, 6 month break from all of that stuff to reevaluate and look at what are we doing? What am I doing? The kids would do what I say. And so I'm so glad to hear you say, I think we're going to have to reconsider some things this next coming year because that's really huge. And so we finally just decided each one of you would do one thing. And the one thing that you all are going to do is what's going to aid you in your future. I mean, that's kind of how we, the rubrics that we used. What's going to aid you in your future? That's either going to bring an income, take you on to college, and blah, blah, blah. And for us, that was violin. So my one daughter became a violin teacher. The other one, she's studying violin performance. And my son, while he's not still, doing anything with his violin, is still in his heart. And he's kept saying, I'm going to get back to my violin. I'm going to get back to my violin. So if you know what I'm saying, so we had to figure out. You like basketball and that's great, but you won't really become a basketball player. That's not going to be your niche. So we're not going to invest a lot of time in that because I just can't. And then we adopted and then adopted again. And that meant we needed to chill a lot. Now we're, I have eight kids. And but anyway, I'm so proud of you. If anything I can say, I'm so proud of you for getting it and for all the homeschooling moms who hear this conversation. Maybe that would spur them on to say, let's look at what's really important. We really homeschool so we can be together, maybe at home.
Definitely. And that's one thing my husband and I were talking about. When we first started homeschooling, it was definitely out of the disappointment we felt in the public school that we were in. And so that for a little while was our main goal, was to get her back on track. And now that she is on track, we're definitely in that phase of, okay, what are our goals? What is our right. vision for this time that we're here together and
right.
developing our children? And, you know, we've been kind of coasting on that. Yeah, the public school was bad, but, you know, now it's time to really focus on each individual kid and figure out how to aid them in growing into productive people.
Right. Who they're supposed to be and their calling and gift. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So proud of you, Leona. And that's so huge just for this to be your second year. I mean, I don't know if you can grasp. I mean, after homeschooling for 18 years, it takes some of us many years of hitting our head against the same thing year after year and year after year, to the point where you're like, what am I doing? And I don't even like this. Why? You just need to go back and get the vision. Keep it plain before you. So good for you. Good, good, good. Thank you for sharing that. And this is a girlfriend's chat where we get back on the phone and back to old school where you get on the phone and talk to people.
Oh, yeah. I miss those days.
I know. You know, and it's a treat because I get to do it and just hear a voice. Yeah. Connect with someone. I mean, although we did a Facebook video, but you know, just a chat about a specific something. So for all of you girlfriends who are listening, this has been Leona out of San Antonio, Texas, and Angela Jordan Perry, the host of Girlfriends Has Got to Homeschooling. I have a girls friend chat, and but be sure to go over to our Facebook page and follow and like Girlfriends Has Got to Homeschooling Facebook page, where that is a platform clearly, unapologetically for the African homeschooling diaspora and also for the marginalized homeschooling, where we provide the voice, give them their voice to share and say, hashtag, we homeschool too, T-O-O. Yes. You know, we homeschool too, and we're doing it well, and our kids are excelling, and although, you know, we're trying to still figure it out, but we're getting it done, so. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, thanks for the chat, Leona, and we will be in touch and looking forward to your interview and you sharing some more wisdom. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll be in touch. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.